We're very lucky we have this abridged version. We've cut it down from 4 hours, 10 minutes to 2 minutes, 17 seconds. We took out a bit of the padding. Shakespeare used to pad his plays quite a bit, I'm sure you're aware of that. He's paid by the word, I believe. So I think we've got all the important stuff in here. We've got all the plots, all the good stuff. We've updated the language a bit, make it a bit hipper for you all. And gosh, you're ugly, aren't you? I said, it's the first time we've seen an Australian audience in the daytime. It's a bit of a shock. We're not usually up till about six, but well, some of you are all right. So here we go. It's the story of Hamlet. 2 minutes, 17 seconds. A magnificent, dignified work of art. But to you morons, I think I better tell it this way. Hamlet was the prince of a spot called Denmark. There never was such a frantic guy before or since. He was a dream boy, like a hole in the head. Denmark needed that prince. Oh, he chopped off his uncle just for marrying his mother. Suicide, stabbed his big brother, all because he felt nobody but himself should live. He was watching my call, uncooperative. Hamlet had a girlfriend called Ophelia, who put together a chick that made men thrill. But Hamlet, he thought she was from Uglyville. But it was one thing Hamlet sure did enjoy. He was watching my call, quite a mischievous boy. Doggy, doggy, doggy them. Doggy, doggy, doggy them. Doggy, doggy, doggy them. She flipped a lid, she jumped the track. And her intelligent mind developed a permanent crack. Ophelia had a 6.5-foot brother. He thought Hamlet been a little too impolite. So at the end of Act 5, he challenged him to a fight. What a night! If you got a Great Dane. And the name of this omelet is Hamlet.
Yeah.
Nice solo, Danny Thompson.